Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate, talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats, like the girls, go 1-2 in the Tonganoxie tournament last week. We had talked about the opening round game already. We'll talk about the final two. And a good win on Friday, a good bounce back against a pretty good Metro Academy team, Coach, 62-43. Seemed like a pretty good ball game all the way around offensively and especially defensively. But what stood out from the guys really bouncing back from their toughest game of the year and getting that win on Friday?
After that Monday game, the good thing was that we came in and we knocked down some shots. We've been preaching a lot about shot selection, so I thought we took a lot better shots against Metro. Once you start getting some layups, then everything else will open up. I thought defensively we did a really good job. They shot the ball and they shoot the ball very well. And again, we talk a lot about, we have a lot of length, we have a lot of athleticism. I know I say this probably every time we talk, but, when we go in and we rebound and we're physical, that's when we're at our best. And I thought we did a really good job of doing that. And then shots were falling. And, when we do that, we're a really good basketball team, but, we got to do it every game, so we're still building to that point.
Munner Springs is a familiar opponent from early in the season. That's who you ended up playing Saturday in the fifth-place game, falling 75-58. What were your biggest takeaways, I guess, from that contest Saturday to conclude your tourney?
We've had a little bit of sickness. We've had a lot of guys playing a lot of minutes over the tournament, and Bonner does as well. But, they came out and they got up and they pressured us as soon as we crossed half court. We played with them for a half and we kept cutting it. We kept it around 10. They'd go on a little run. We'd get it to 10. But we felt like we kind of ran out of steam. They knocked down shots. We were getting what we wanted when we'd run offense, and then there were some empty possessions, and against a really good athletic team, they made us pay when we had empty possessions. And they're a pretty good team. I thought we did things really well in spots, and I think we did things very poorly in spots. So it was a good team to see again on tournament week, but it'll be good. I think it'll be a good learning experience for us as we go through. And I certainly hope we don't play anybody that athletic again.
Right. 8-4 overall on the season. One more non-conference game. That's Friday at Chapman. But 6-1, the first time through the Big 7, and you're getting ready to start your second time through the Big 7 slate at Royal Valley next Tuesday. So what are some things that you feel like you have to do to go 6-1 the second time through, or even better, as you kind of look at the home stretch here and some big keys going back to the Big 7 again?
I think we just really have to focus on ourselves. Like I said, continuing just to, it has to be a staple to our team and to this program that we defend at a high level. We rebound, we box out, we're physical at a really high level. I think we have really good athletes. I think we have really good kids. I think that if we can do those things and we can just continue to focus on good shot selection, getting the ball to the hole, getting inside out when we kick and those kind of threes, not just chucking threes. I think this team can be really good and we can be really rolling towards the end of February. We just got to keep working every day. We've had some really good, intense, I think we've had our most intense competitive practices, later into last week and early this week. So we've got to keep doing those things, and I think we can if we will do those things, we'll give ourselves a good shot night in, night out.
Should be exciting. Yeah, a lot to look forward to and play for, no doubt. I should have mentioned, by the way, but Matt Lears and also Tyson Snyder were named to the all-tournament team. And I didn't mention the girls segment, but Bailey Flewellen was named the most inspirational player from that girls tournament at Tonganoxie last week as well. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you Friday in Chapman.
Yep, you bet. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys. The Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats are presented by Community Healthcare System, also by Boomer Steakhouse and the Farmer State Bank in Holton.